From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. The Dixie Center Board voted today to keep the name of the convention center in Washington County after all. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary recounts the back and forth surrounding the convention center.
Board members, made up mostly of elected officials, voted unanimously in June to change the name of the center to Greater Zion, but quickly reversed the decision, instead saying they would hold off on the renaming for 6 months while more research was done. But 4 months ahead of that timeline, they decided to keep the name Dixie. That's because of what they've heard from the public, says Washington County Commissioner Gil Almquist.
The part of an elected official is to listen. It was a misunderstanding initially of the role Greater Zion would play and whether that it pushed the name Dixie out was not my intent.
However, two members of the board voted against keeping the name, St. George Mayor John Pike being one of them. He says it feels like they're kicking the can down the road.
Maybe some future board will decide now it's time. Clearly, there's a lot of people that don't believe it's time now.
The decision to stick with Dixie comes as the city's hospital recently announced they'll remove the name next year. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
The president of the Navajo Nation has released a plan for spending its remaining Federal CARES Act money. It includes $35 million for Navajo College and graduate students, $25 million for housing initiatives, and $30 million to help elders and tribal members with underlying health issues purchase food and pay rent. The full plan includes $177 million, and it will need approval from the Navajo Nation Council to become law. The tribe received a total of $714 million through the CARES Act. Some Provo residents have filed a referendum to overturn a citywide mask mandate. The group Utahns for Medical Freedom calls the mask requirement a draconian measure and a violation of constitutional rights. Last week, the city council voted to override the mayor's veto and implement a mandate for public spaces in Provo. Public health officials agree that wearing masks is one of the most effective ways to slow the spread of COVID-19. Other parts of the state, like Salt Lake County, already require people to wear masks. Provo's mandate expires on November 15th, at which point the council would have to renew it. In order to put a referendum on the ballot in 2021, UMF would need about 3,200 signatures. Salt Lake City is adding another $1.1 million to community housing programs. The money will be split between three community partners: Rapid Rehousing, Rental Assistance, and Mortgage Assistance. The funds are meant for people, including undocumented immigrants, who are dealing with financial loss due to the pandemic. City officials say that some residents have been struggling with housing costs since the federal eviction moratorium ended, along with additional $600 in unemployment. Wearing masks has been shown to help slow the spread of COVID-19, but it also covers almost half of your face, and that can make it difficult to communicate for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. Susan Thomas is with the Utah Schools for the Deaf and Blind. She says using sign language can be effective, but it's not that simple.
There's actually a lot of important facial movement and movements that you do with your mouth in addition to the letters that they are using with their hands.
Thomas says people should keep at least 6 feet of space between themselves and a hard-of-hearing person and remove their mask to talk when applicable. If that's not possible, she says people should look to other forms of communication, like writing a note. And the FDA says it's open to making a COVID-19 vaccine available before Phase 3 clinical trials are complete. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports that could be a double-edged sword.
Ray Goodrich directs the Infectious Disease Research Center at Colorado State University, and he says it's like if a big meteor was headed toward Earth on a path to collision. Would you just shoot any old missile at it?
Are there risks of doing something? Absolutely there are.
Or would you wait as the meteor got closer and closer until you were sure you had a missile that would do the job right?
I think that it has to be weighed very carefully based on the information that we have. All of that has to be weighed against the current health crisis.
Typically by phase two of clinical trials, researchers know if a potential vaccine is dangerous or not, and at varying doses. Goodrich explains that phase three is important because that's when researchers shift from testing a vaccine in hundreds of people to testing it in thousands or tens of thousands. And that's the stage that shows not just is it safe, but also does it really, truly work? For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpore.